Hello and welcome to a special edition of Storage Radio. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and this week we're talking about products of the year, our top-ranked storage-related products. And here to help us out is Dave Raffo, our senior news editor. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. I also asked Andrew Burton, who covers data backup and recovery, disaster recovery for us, to help us out. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I wanted to talk first about data backup and recovery software, Andrew. We had several categories in our annual 2012 Products of the Year, and a very popular one with lots of entries was data backup software. The winner, taking home the gold, was Zerto Virtual Replication, or ZVR 2.0. Can you talk to me, tell us, Andrew, why it won? What's the selling point here?
Sure, yeah, well, it's a unique product. It's a hypervisor-based replication product, and it allows users to replicate data from VMware vSphere environment to a VMware vCloud environment and vice versa, which is obviously very useful. It's hardware agnostic, so it allows users to get different types of storage behind it to create different tiers, sort of repurposing old storage and mixing storage vendors. It's interesting because it allows people to make the most of the investments they've already made, use their old hardware in different ways to protect data.
Okay, I noticed in the blurb, the write-up we had on one of the sites, it talked about how it also allowed a customer to do all this without making other changes to their environment. Dave, how tough was the competition in this space, and how many people are trying to do just that, what Zerto is doing?
There's not many doing that. The thing with Zerto is, normally to do array backup, you have to have the same arrays in both spots. So if you have an EMC BNX array in your main data center, you have to put one in the DR site, and the array vendors, they all have their own software for their specific arrays. So Zerto lets you use any hardware. But they were really the out of the three winners in this category. They were the gold, but the other two were backup. So they were the only DR software to win here. The other two were Veeam Backup and Replication, which specializes in backing up virtual machines, and Commvault Simpana 9, the latest service pack, which added a virtual repository of dedupe backup and a few other features. But, virtualization was a key theme throughout the backup products.
Okay, that's really interesting. I want to take you to the top three winners in the data backup hardware space. That was Actifio and Riverbed and Exagrid. So let's talk about the gold winner there. Actifio PAS 5.0, the protection and availability storage package. Andrew, the key selling points there.
Sure, yeah. So the big thing that Actifio set out to do is to try to eliminate multiple copies of the same data that are created by archiving, DR, and backup, and instead they're trying to create a platform, or they have created a platform that allows you to keep basically one copy, and it can be used as a backup, as for a DR copy, also as a test copy, development copy, stuff like that. It uses a form of virtualization to eliminate these multiple copies, and it is intended to replace all of your backup software or whatever you're using for DR, stuff like that. So it's definitely a very different approach and a very interesting approach.
Dave, the capabilities for cloud providers there include multi-tenancy, network optimization, advanced reporting capabilities. How important is that to the Actifio product, and how did they compete with, let's say, the Riverbed or Exagrid?
Well, the features that you mentioned are important for service providers, but Actifio is, it's also used by companies internal, and enterprises. So, those features, the multi-tenancy, et cetera, let lets a provider build a cloud backup service around the Actifio software. The other two winners, the gold and silver in this category, were really in different. All three of these products are kind of in, you know, they do different things. They're not, you know, not really apples to apples. So the Riverbed is a cloud backup device that, you know, a device that goes in your network and backs up data to the cloud. And the ExaGrid is an old-fashioned virtual tape library, which were a hot thing not too long ago. You don't hear too much about them anymore, but ExaGrid, you know, they're one of the big dedupe players, and they came out with a, you know, a new version with Secure Erase, which is a, you know, security feature that makes it easier to erase data on there. So, but these are, you know, three different products. The Actifio is really a kind of a new type of backup, and, you know, that was the winner.
Okay, Andrew, thanks so much for talking with us about the backup space. I'm going to let you go and talk more with Dave about the storage winners. Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you know, giving me the time.
Sure. Dave, let's jump in and talk about storage arrays or storage systems. The gold winner there was T-Gile Systems with the HA2800 storage array. Silver was the next-gen storage, and bronze was taken by Nimbus with their Gemini array. Now, I have to think that was a pretty heated competition.
Yes, storage arrays. There were many, many nominations, and, you know, had the most finalists out of any. And, you know, a lot of storage arrays. They all, you know, these three, they were all use some sort of flash, which surprised nobody. And they're kind of, you know, they're not your, you know, the legacy type of storage systems. They're all startups, although Nimbus has been around for a while. And, you know, they all do things a little bit differently than your standard storage systems.
And how did T-Gile edge out the competitors?
T-Gile is, you know, they use what they call a MAS technology, metadata accelerated storage system. And they do, you know, snapshots and remote replication. So they kind of, you know, they take care of your backup as well as primary storage. They are, they have application-aware profiles that make it easier to provision storage. Basically, the thing with them is it's easier to set up and manage your arrays, especially in virtual environments. They are available either with hybrid solid-state and hard drives or all-flash. So kind of, you know, they have, like, all the good all the new good stuff that we've seen in the storage arrays over the last few years.
Okay. Finally, in storage system software, Microsoft won it all. Microsoft Windows Server 2012. I know in Search Storage we just ran a fairly interesting series talking about all the storage-related features within the Windows Server 2012. So was that an easy win for them, or did the silver Atlantis Computing Inc. and the bronze, it went to Velobit, how close was that competition?
Well, Windows Storage Server is obviously a different type of product. It's more of an overall operating system, but it has, you know, this new version had a lot of good storage features in there. You know, a subset of that is the Windows Storage Server, which is used to build by, like, Dell and HP use it to build, you know, Windows-based NAS and possibly iSCSI systems. So, you know, it's kind of for SMBs, it helps them manage their storage more easier. And the other ones, the Atlantis, and the Atlantis is a it's a software application that optimizes storage performance with virtual either desktops or virtual machines, virtual servers. So this Ilio Diskless VDI application that won is geared for virtual desktops, and you know, anybody who's tried to run virtual desktops knows that it could be a real bottleneck. Storage could be the real bottleneck there. So application like this enables really VDI, that and solid state, which bumps up performance. Those are big enablers for VDI storage. And the VeloBit is a caching software that makes that improves the performance of solid state on server-based PCIe cards. So that's a another performance bump software, and this one is specific to solid state flash.
And Dave, I don't want to forget about two smaller categories. There were fewer entries, but they are still important categories for our readers. In storage management tools, there was one award presented, and it went to Dell for the vFoglight Storage 2.0. It's a storage management tool. And in storage networking, the gold went to QLogic for their 2600 series. It's a fiber channel adapter. Okay, Dave, before I let you go, can you explain to listeners how are the 2012 winners decided? There's a panel of judges, I know, but give us a little background on how POI is determined.
Yeah, well, first, the first step is we open it up to vendors who want to nominate their products. So, you know, anything, I believe the cutoff was last November, between November of 2011 and November of 2012, any products that came out within that time frame. And then, you know, our editors in the storage group will go over all of those nominees and all the categories, and we will come up with a list of finalists, which range from you know, maybe five in some of the smaller categories to like storage systems. I think we had like 15 this year. And then we send out those nominations to a panel of judges, which consists of industry analysts, consultants, even customers, some storage administrators, and they will judge each product according to the value, the, price performance, innovation, you know, several categories in there. And then we tally up the scores and we come up with the winners.
Well, thanks so much. It's interesting every year. I know a lot of people wait to see the results. If you're listening to this podcast and want more information, you can check out searchstorage.com, search data backup, search disaster recovery. All the sites in our portfolio are currently running a list of winners in their category. Dave, thanks so much for all the hard work.
Okay, great to be with you again.
Talk to you next week. For more information on any of these stories, check out searchstorage.com, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.